is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. 48 years and Acorn rolls on. June 18th is Acorn's birthday. Our staff policy is still listed as a possible holiday that can be substituted for other dates if someone had to work for a holiday. On most birthdays, nothing can be remembered by babies. The clock on a lifetime begins ticking with the official marking of time that ends up on a governmentally issued certificate. Starting to build an organization that casts light over not only my lifetime, but the lives of millions, has at least some memories, even if they dim with time. I hold on to the snatches I recall. I was 21 years old. I'd been in New Orleans a week, staying with my family, and checking in on a young woman who was my wife at the time. Hardly 10 days earlier, I'd put her on a plane from Boston, terribly sick at that time, with some malady, unable to be diagnosed in the Mass General Emergency Room. I'd packed everything that could fit in a small red station wagon and driven down then. She was getting better, but I left her in the city. We didn't know what I would face in Little Rock. Organizing ACORN as an affiliate then of the National Welfare Rights Organization was an uncertain proposition 48 years ago. Going to a southern city that I didn't know at all in 1970 to organize a multiracial poor people's organization was assuredly an unpopular proposition and perhaps a dangerous one for all we knew, so I promised to return once we were clearer about the situation. 48 years ago, there was a greater chance that I might not last 48 days, much less 5 decades. Believe me. I'd only been to Little Rock once for a couple of days to evaluate whether I was willing to go. NWRO was committed to trying to organize in Congressman Wilbur Mills' congressional district since he headed the Ways and Means Committee, which was all-powerful then when it came to improving welfare benefits. George Wiley, NWRO's executive director, had sprung for the ticket because my condition was being able to build something different, a broader organization of low and moderate income families. Flying out of Adams Field, the city's teeny airport, back to Boston, I sketched out the name ACORN, scribbling on a napkin. Before I agreed to leave Boston, I had to make sure the local NWRO leadership approved of this ACORN notion, and that meant getting the go-ahead from a recipient leader named Dorothy Canada, a mother of a dozen children who lived in College Station, a small community in Pulaski County. Dorothy was the NCC, or National Coordinating Committee representative from Arkansas. NWRO had 98 members statewide on the membership rolls, but College Station was also where Johnny Tillman, the national NWRO president, was raised before ending up in Los Angeles and founding a welfare mothers organization in Watts. This meeting was critical. In an earlier visit I'd made to Atlanta, the NCC there had nixed the idea of ACORN, wanting instead to lead her small band and liking her place in the group. I got a ride out to Canada's house, and luckily the Johnny Tillman situation broke in my favor. Dorothy felt like she was letting Johnny down because the organization was so small in Arkansas, and Arkansas was Johnny's home state. So if the price of prying me away as head organizer of the largest affiliate of NWRO in Massachusetts meant saying she was okay with this idea of ACORN, she was willing to make the bargain to get bigger. The deal was struck, and it was a matter of weeks before I was packing and on my way. Driving to Little Rock through the southern Arkansas Delta to the west of the Mississippi and Arkansas rivers, my heart sank. I knew this flat land of cotton and soybean fields, mile upon mile, too well from our visits to my grandmother in Sunflower County in the Mississippi Delta to the east. Had I not noticed anything about Little Rock? I didn't want to live beside a cotton field. What had I gotten us into? Finally, to my relief, there started to be pine trees and rolling hills past Pine Bluff, so I started to breathe more easily. I still smile every time I come up a hill to a curve on the highway driving into Little Rock when a city skyscape emerges across the horizon. I remember thinking then, maybe this would be all right after all, at least for a little while. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.